Welcome to Freelance Gems, a podcast designed to help you build a more stress-free, service-based business. On this show, I'll be sharing what I've learned as a web designer and founder of my own brand, Opal Templates, as well as interviewing and learning from the best in the industry. So if you're ready to upgrade from regular freelancing to building a brand on your terms, this is the show for you. Welcome back to another episode of Freelance Gems. I am so happy you are here with me today. It's going to be a bit of a heart-to-heart moment because this is kind of an unexpected thing I'm doing. I've decided to switch my podcast from just all the time every Wednesday to being seasonal. So not necessarily like summer, fall, winter, spring, that type of thing, but just maybe 10 or 12 or so podcasts in a season, and then taking a month or so to take a break and actually be able to come up with good quality content when I come back, maybe record some guest interviews ahead of time, do things like that. I had this realization when I was sitting down to plan content for the next couple of weeks, and I realized I just had nothing to say. And, you know, it's not like I couldn't have spent more time brainstorming or getting inspiration and doing things like that. But when I was sitting there just trying to think of something to even talk about, I was thinking about all the podcasts in the world, all the content that everyone is consuming all the time. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to add to that if it's not things that I'm actually excited about or topics that are actually going to be truly helpful. That's just kind of the realization I came to, is like, I think I'd rather come up with good quality content that I'm excited about and not get overrun by the idea of consistency. So I'm trying to just remember quality over consistency at this point, or at least quality over frequency, because consistency is great. And I think it definitely needs to be established first before anything else, because if you're not consistent, you're not going to get better. People aren't going to know they can count on you every week or whatever your schedule is. And it's just important to prove to yourself that you can be consistent. That was actually one of my 12-week goals for my last round of planning things. And it was to record 12 podcast episodes, so one for every week. And after doing that, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. This is the first time I've actually stuck to a long form content thing. Like, I've done like 3 YouTube videos, 2 blog posts, and I just always lose steam or get distracted or just don't make time for it. So this was a big first for me, even being this consistent at all. But I think I've reached a point where I'm prioritizing consistency over quality, and I don't want to do that. So that is why I'm wrapping up these first 15 episodes as season 1, and I'll be back for season 2 around mid to end September, so it's not even that long of a break. I just need a couple weeks to kind of step back and think about what I want to do with the podcast moving forward. And on that note, I think a big thing I want to incorporate is more guest interviews. I might actually make the next season just all interviews. I'm not positive yet, but I really like that idea because I don't want to pretend to be the expert on everything, because I'm 100% not. And it's just fun to pull other people into your world and vice versa, right? So I'd love to be a guest on more podcasts. So maybe do some trades with people. Like, I'll do your podcast, you do mine, and get to speak to each other's audiences. And most of all, I would get to learn while running my own podcast. And that idea is really fun to me. I actually have previously started a podcast style podcast where I was just talking to different people. If you have been around a while, you might remember it. It was called the Make It Fun podcast. And the issue was, at that point, I wasn't really clear on my niche. So I was kind of just talking to everybody and anybody that I thought was cool, which is fun, but it wasn't like the niche being missing made it so my conversations weren't really, they didn't feel purposeful. They felt like they were kind of getting derailed. Long story short, I ended that podcast way back when, and it made me not want to do interview style podcast because of those reasons, where things were getting derailed. And of course, there's always the other things, working with other people, you have to worry about schedule mishaps and recording over Zoom and things like that. But I think I'm at a point where those challenges are worth it to me just to try it out. I'm not sure every season from here on out will be only interviews. It might be a mix. That might be kind of the perfect balance. But I think season two might be all interviews just to kind of feel that out, but be really intentional about who those interviews are with and what they are about so that whatever conversations I'm having are helpful to you guys, because that's really important to me. I don't just want to be having a random conversation. I love those kind of podcasts and I listen to them a lot, but that's not what this podcast is for. This podcast is to make your freelance business easier, less stressful, more fun. And I want to talk about things like that. So whether I talk to a marketing professional or another designer, or maybe just have some more conversational style ones where it's like, let's just be honest about the woes of freelancing. That might be fun. Talking about work-life balance, talking about different marketing methods. Please just send me a DM or send me an email. I'm very open to talking to new people this next round. But yeah, that's the plan for the podcast in the future. Definitely not ending it or anything like that. Just taking a little break, recouping, and gonna talk to some cool people. So I have some cool, helpful content for you guys this fall. Otherwise, my plans for Opal Templates in the fall, I do want to try out workshops. I think I might be able to put some energy that would normally be going into the podcast in September into planning and preparing my first workshop. Yeah, I don't want to say too much on it yet. I want it to be a secret until it's more developed, but I think that would be a really fun way to share knowledge in a really comprehensive way that sometimes I can't do just on the podcast without any visuals or things like that. So I'm excited for that. And I also want to go on a podcast tour myself. I might have mentioned that already, but if you have a podcast and you need guests, like, please let me know. I really, really want to do a podcast tour because talking to people is fun and being a guest is fun. It makes you feel fancy. So yeah, I just want to end with the idea of quality over consistency. So if you're feeling pressured lately to keep up with your Reels schedule or your whatever schedule you've made for yourself with content, just remember that you decide that. So if you need to slow it down and just do 3 posts a week or 1 post a week to put out higher quality content, I think it's worth that. I think it's really worth it than just trying to post every day and then it just starts to kind of disintegrate the quality, unless you can keep up with that and keep producing quality. I hope you have a wonderful end of summer and get to do many, many fun things, get to relax and just enjoy life. And I wish you nothing but success in business until we talk next time.